country divided. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Protests and rallies taking place across the U.S. Sunday, following Friday's Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, which had been legal precedent for almost 50 years. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more from Washington, D.C.
They have been peaceful overall in front of the Supreme Court demonstrating. There were two arrests made after two people appeared to throw red paint beyond the security barrier here that was cleaned up. When this initial decision dropped Friday, there was a large number of pro-life advocates out here expressing joy and gratitude. But since then, the vast majority of those who have been here in front of the Supreme Court demonstrating have been those mournful of the ruling.
10 pro-abortion protesters were arrested for disorderly conduct outside a pregnancy center in Eugene, Oregon, Saturday night. Police investigating a pregnancy center in Longmont, Colorado that was vandalized and set on fire. President Biden and other world leaders meeting at the G7 summit in the German Alps, where they are working together on pressing global issues.
President Biden urged the leaders of the six other top world economies to keep pressure on Russia as it continues its attacks in Ukraine. Also, to counter China's economic growth, the president officially unveiled a new global infrastructure partnership to focus on where development can be achieved and sustained. Discussions also centered on inflation that has gripped the U.S. and many G7 counterparts and efforts to counteract it.
Fox's Gernal Scott in New York. Police in South Africa investigating the deaths of at least 21 people at a tavern in East London Sunday. Authorities say the victims were minors, ranging from 13 to 17 years of age, with no visible signs of injuries. Wimbledon championships beginning Monday at the All England Tennis Club. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
After a 20-year drought, the Colorado Avalanche winning the Stanley Cup championship Sunday.
The Avalanche were the preseason favorites to win the Stanley Cup, but Colorado had to beat the two-time defending champion Lightning to get there.
5 seconds to go. Up it comes to the line. Colorado has won the Stanley Cup.
The game on ESPN, the Avs beat the Lightning 2-1 in Game 6 to win the Cup. They got goals from Nathan MacKinnon and Ari Lehkonen. Cale Makar won the Conn Smythe Award as MVP of the playoffs. It's the third Stanley Cup in franchise history, first since the 2000-2001 season. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
A mass exit of district attorneys due to controversial criminal justice reforms.
The New York Post is reporting that this year, 65 district attorneys have left. When progressive DA Alvin Bragg took office, he ordered prosecutors to not seek prison sentences for a number of crimes and to downgrade charges for robberies and commercial burglaries. And it's not just Manhattan seeing a mass exodus in attorneys over reforms to the justice system. In Brooklyn, more than 67 prosecutors have left since June, and 59 prosecutors in the Bronx quit this year as of May, according to the New York Post. And here in California, LA County's Association of Deputy DAs voted overwhelmingly to support the recall effort against their boss, Liberal DA George Gascon.
Fox's Christina Coleman. A tight battle between Elvis and Maverick to be the weekend box office champ.
An Elvis Presley biopic shook up theaters with a better-than-expected debut. Elvis with $30.5 million in ticket sales, and for now, that's the same as Top Gun Maverick. Final figures will determine which film ultimately won the weekend. Jurassic World Dominion slides to third place, selling $26.4 million worth of tickets. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.